Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey guys, welcome to Steel Wars. I am comedian Steel Saunders and I do love Star Wars. Please enjoy this classic clip, which is available in full at patreon.com/Steel Wars. How is the approval process? Because it has a reputation of being prickly.
Yeah, look, I guess one of the things with the costume groups, and it's whether that's the Rebel Legion, the 501st, Mandalorian, Mercs, I mean, even the Melbourne Costume Group, for example, the thing with those groups, and because Lucasfilm, Disney now, slash of both, but they allow us to play in their franchise. Now, in order to do that without being asked to pay fees, all of those sorts of things, the only thing they ask of us is that we need to be screen-accurate costumes. Mm-hmm. You know, there's strict rules. When I say strict rules, for face characters, for example, their requirements are that that person in that costume has got to be literally like they've walked off the screen and within 6 meters or three, I think it's either 3 or 6 meters, literally have to look like a screen quality costume. So that's where the fine grain detail can come into play. But there's heaps of other costumes that you can do that are much more basic, you know, Imperial officers and things like that. Fairly straightforward.
Yeah.
And even Jedi, you can be a generic Jedi and there's far less requirements on a generic Jedi than there is, say, an Anakin or an Obi-Wan type character.
Gotcha.
So, but it does vary.
Yeah.
But the whole point is that you are representing Lucasfilm and Disney, and we're representing those organizations at sometimes official events. So it's, we've been requested to appear officially, or it's a charity or a community group event. Again, we're still representing Lucasfilm and Disney.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, they just want quality product, I guess.
Yeah, and as I was talking about with that Stormtrooper helmet that I saw that was in the film, if someone rocked up to a 501st event in a 1976 era,
they'd probably get rejected.
Yeah.
No, well, it's interesting because one of the guys, Tom Campbell, he's been involved with the 501st now, might be over 12 months, but Tom, screen accurate Stormtrooper, but he thought that he had to go as far as actually also how the suit fits underneath and how it all clips together. So he went as far as replicating the process that they used to create the original outfits. But, you know, instead of like Velcro and things like that, was like press studs and what have you. So he went that far thinking he needed to do all that for approval. No, no, it's really what you're seeing on the outside, how you fit it all together. But some people want to be absolutely down to the finest level of detail.
I want to see a video of his disappointed face when no one's checking his press studs.
I know.
Is he so hardcore that he grew sideburns and stuff?
No.
Look like all the actors at Elstree?
No. Again, it's just people, attention to detail and wanting to do the best possible representation of the character, you know, and, you know, people put on the outfits. The good thing with, like, Stormtroopers and stuff like that, I won't say it's a 50-50 ratio between guys and girls, but we're getting, there's more of a mix in terms of, you'll see a Stormtrooper out there. It doesn't matter who's behind it. They're just a Stormtrooper or a biker scout. So it's good in that way.
You never know what's under that lid.
No, definitely not. Life's like a, what is it, box of chocolates. And
what's it like, you know, you guys in the 501st and the Rebel Legion do a lot of charity stuff in hospitals and stuff. Mm. With, like, you're going in there and they think it's Anakin Skywalker, or, you know, their disbelief, like they're sort of going with it that it's Anakin Skywalker or Darth Vader. Like, any sort of things that stick out in your mind from those visits?
I mean, look, they all, there's always something from a particularly a hospital visit, like we do, they're going through a bit of a change at the moment, but the Starlight Room at the Royal Children's Hospital, And we do Good Friday appeal and those sorts of things. So you do get to see a lot of, unfortunately, sick kids and kids that are going through quite an ordeal in hospital. So anything like that really sticks with you. And we have the opportunity, I guess, to when before we do those sorts of things, to have a bit of a debrief after, mm-hmm. I guess, in case, you know, because it can hit home, especially with those with kids as well.
Yeah.
They sort of put themselves in the parent shoes and sort of think if it was their young boy or girl, what it can be like. But at the end of the day, we're there to distract, create a distraction, put a smile in their face. Pardon me. And so that's really what it's all about. Yes, we dress up in costumes, but for the most part, we are doing community and charity events. We're all volunteers, so we don't get paid. So really,
I've heard that about volunteers.
Yes, that's right. But the whole thing is, it's our choice. We do as little or as much as we want.
Mm-hmm.
Minimum requirements to be a member is you've got to at least do one event a year in a costume in order to meet the membership requirements, which is not a lot. We've got that many events throughout the year. I mean, at the moment, it's like we've got one on every week. I mean, we're getting contacted now regularly, so repeat requests that are now coming in from a lot of the charities, which is great. You know, it's something that we're now on their annual list. You know, Good Friday appeal we've been doing for years now, even the Moomba Parade and things like that.
Now, that's all great, doing great work. But listen, I've been in hospital twice this month.
And you didn't get a visit?
I'm a huge Star Wars fan. I didn't get a droid.
Jack.
A stormtrooper. Not even a Jawa. What's going on?
Hmm. Good point. I sort of dropped the ball there, didn't I? Because I knew you were in hospital.
Would have loved a visit.
Oh.
It sounds like you've got your priorities in perfect order. Yeah. Still would have liked to visit. Still would have liked to visit, you know.
I'll remember that. You're not planning to go back in again, so I won't say we'll do that next time.
No, yeah, no, that's I'm done. I did actually, maybe out of filling in for the lack of costume characters,
mm-hmm.
when I got my head...
Oh, you were ding, ding.
Yeah, I had this bandage around my head and some lovely listeners photoshopped me onto Dengar.
Yes,
so
that would have been appropriate.
Dengar with sunglasses for some reason. My mum took this photo of me in a wheelchair with sunglasses. I look like a disgraced businessman.
I thought you were like a celebrity coming out of rehab or something.
One day, that's my dream.
Oh, your dream. Wait till you go back to LA.
Please.
Yeah.
To hear the full episode, along with hundreds of hours of bonus content, I would invite you to check out the Steel Wars Patreon page at patreon.com/Steel Wars. For just $3 a month, you get a dedicated RSS feed that easily pastes into any podcast app you use, sending the complete archives of Steel Wars episodes along with bonus Patreon exclusives like movie commentaries, Q&As, and shows like the Making Steel Wars show, which I make exclusively for Patreon members with Jason Ward of MakingStarWars.net, where we try to find the news behind the news. Plus, you'll get the bonus segments from the call-in shows, which sometimes can be over an hour. And as well as all the bonus content, you get that warm glow that you are supporting this show you listen to each week. The idea behind Patreon is if lots of people chip in a little bit of cash, that content producers such as myself can still keep producing for you guys while still being able to feed our very cute Ewok-looking cats. There's a hungry cat involved in this, guys! As well as some sweet, sweet content. Check out all the super fun tiers and all the shows you're missing out on at patreon.com/Steel Wars. And may that force be with you. Thank you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.